Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your responses. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Correct.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Correct.
And what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Liberals.
Liberals?
Yeah, like the government,
okay.
Governor, all the elected officials, they're all retarded.
Okay. And now, just let me record your answer. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global and environmental issue?
Yes.
Like what? I don't understand the question. Like what?
Like pressing global environmental issue. I have a short list, and maybe you are familiar with one of them. I have fossil fuels, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change.
I know what it is. I've got one. Uranium shortage.
We're in a uranium shortage.
Yep. That's the biggest global issue right now. Environmental.
And now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Uranium shortage. We're going to run out of power.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is medical manufacturing. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Can I answer? I don't know. I don't know anything about any of their...
You can answer. just based on what you have seen or heard. Maybe just excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
I guess good. I mean, I haven't heard anything bad.
Okay. And what about mining?
Excellent.
Forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor. Refining.
Oh, refining. Great.
Good or excellent?
Oh, good. Excellent.
Excellent. Agriculture and farming.
Excellent. We do a good job of that.
And the last one, electric utilities.
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one is County Land Department. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Forest and timber industries?
Poor.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Poor.
U.S. Forest Service?
Poor.
And the last one, environmental groups?
Poor.
And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, just somewhat not too important or not at all?
Very, very important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Very significant, somewhat not too significant, or not at all?
Significant, very significant.
Very, okay. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer?
I want to say more, but I'm guessing it's about the same.
About the same. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
More.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I believe there's enough.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, impact, or negative?
Was there a neutral? I don't know about any of that.
I have three options. I have positive impact, no impact at all, or negative impact.
We'll say no.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impact the environment, or not?
I believe that is correct. I think they could.
Okay. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Absolutely, yes.
And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
By the government land?
Yes.
What? Yeah, I'd say no.
That will be harvested. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now. Thank you so much for your time, sir. And now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Yes. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
I have.
And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
And the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, or a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or even fading a component, just significant, okay? And like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose that? Oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Oppose.
Support or oppose? Oppose. And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read a short component of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose that? Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
And the last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Oppose.
And finally, just the last few questions about you and your household, just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduate degree.
From high school, technical or grade school?
College.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
The one to 49. 40 to 49.
35 to 49. And how would you describe the, okay? And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural, or other?
Other.
Okay. And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $50,000?
Oh, go on, I'm sorry.
Yes, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 or more.
I'd say 75 to 100.
And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Well, you can probably tell I'm a little bit conservative. I just don't want the government funding all this stuff. Like the paper manufacturers can do it themselves. I'm going to say moderate. I'll confuse your poll.
And now, in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, student or not employed?
White-collar business owner.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
And, okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great
evening. What was your name?
My name is Fernando. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Fernando, have a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye.